Sunday Tama Talk.
Welcome, listeners. I'm Prop Bart, Prop Vaidika Dr. Barton Yana Tiro from the United States. Today I'll be interviewing Dr. Rajyan Wisit, Abbot of Wat Lung Pasot Tamakayaram in Dumnern Saduak District of Ratberry Province. We will discuss the night on which Lord Buddha achieved enlightenment, how he did it, and how his approach compared with the scientific method. First, I'd like to introduce Dr. Rajyan Wisit for those who are not yet familiar with him. Dr. Rajyan Wisit is one of Thailand's most eminent meditation masters and Buddhist scholars. His mission is to revitalize Buddhism, placing equal emphasis on academic study and meditation practice. Dr. Rajyan Wisit is the abbot of Wat Lung Pasot Tamakayaram in Dumnern Saduak District of Ratberry Province. He has studied, practiced, and taught Buddhist meditation since 1970. In 1986, he ordained as a monk with the name Serm Chai Jayamankalo. In 1998, he received the royal ecclesiastical rank of Prat Pawana Wisuttikun, and in 2004, the rank of Prat Rajyan Wisit. He has published over 35 books, 200 articles, 2 journals, and recorded over 500 Dhamma lectures. He has also been awarded an honorary doctorate in Buddhist administration from Mahachulalongkorn Rajawitthialay University. He has led Wat Lung Pasot to become a center of excellence in both meditation practice and academic studies. The temple trains over 10,000 participants annually in meditation, Dhamma, and related areas. In brief, Dr. Rajyan Wisit has an extremely impressive record, and we are particularly privileged to have him with us today. Dr. Rajyan Wisit, Venerable Sir, we bid you welcome. Well, sir, we are going to discuss the night on which Lord Buddha achieved enlightenment and the methodology he used to achieve enlightenment. Can you begin by telling us exactly when that night occurred?
Good morning, everyone. Lord Buddha was enlightened on the night of the full moon day of the month of Visakha, the sixth lunar month, 2,595 years ago. Visakha Puja is the triple anniversary of Lord Buddha's birth, enlightenment, and Parinirvana, or passing on to Nirvana. Like most Buddhist holidays, it follows the lunar month calendar, so the date varies from year to year. This year, it fell on May 31st. In December of 1999, the United Nations established Visakha Puja or Visak Day as an official holiday to be observed in the UN headquarters and all branch offices, thus giving worldwide recognition to the importance of this event.
Before we focus on that particular night, I would like to ask about what Lord Buddha must have done preceding that night. I've heard it said that enlightenment occurs in an instant, but uncountable eons of time must be spent in advance preparation for it.
Yes, that is true. The main preparation is fulfillment of the 10 perfections or parami. The pre-Buddha or Prabodhisattva previously worked on completing the 10 factors of perfection for 4 uncountable lives. During this period, he met 24 earlier Buddhas. During his activities for collecting the 10 factors of perfection, beginning with dana, generosity, sila, morality, concentration, right wisdom, Virya, right effort. Kanti, patience. Satya, the truth. And Atitan, resolution. And then Metta, loving kindness. And Upekha, equanimity. These 10 have to be developed up to the highest level called Noble Factors of Perfection. For example, with respect to Dana, the pre-Buddha could sacrifice even his own life for others. That is what we call supreme perfection.
Now please tell us about the actual night of enlightenment. How did Lord Buddha achieve enlightenment? What methodology did he use?
After meditating by himself for 6 years, the pre-Buddha or Bodhisattva sat down under the Bo tree and resolved not to get up until he achieved enlightenment. He then applied the scientific method in its highest form, going even beyond what we consider scientific today. Like a scientist, he was researching the truth about nature, but he did not flinch at asking the biggest and the most crucial questions about the nature of life. He tuned his mind into a pure, refined instrument for objective observation, developing supernormal abilities to make it into a highly effective and efficient instrument, like a medical researcher's microscope, able to see the germs and bacteria that cause disease and sickness. Similarly, he also tuned his mind to be like the astronomer's telescope, permitting him to see the whole universe, even those aspects which are too refined to see with the naked eye. Thus, he collected the necessary and sufficient, reliable, valid, and relevant data. He then analyzed these data to achieve enlightenment throughout the three watches of the night.
What is a watch?
At the time, in India, the night was divided into 3 4-hour watches, that is, periods of guard duty. The first was from 18 hours or 6 p.m. until 22 hours or 10 p.m. The middle watch was from 22 hours or 10 p.m. until 2 hours or 2 a.m. Then the final watch was from 2 hours or 2 a.m. until 6 hours or 6 a.m. Lord Buddha enlightenment developed in 3 stages, corresponding to these 3 watches.
What did Lord Buddha see during the first watch?
In the first watch, Lord Buddha sat under the Bo tree and concentrated his mind up to the 4th level of absorption, or jhana, in order to remove all hindrances from his mind. His mind became pure, very pure. In that state of mind, he could recall past lives, uncountable past life, both his own past life and the past life of the other beings. He could see all world beings, human beings, animals, hungry ghosts, demons, celestial beings, Brahman being, and formless Brahman beings. He could see all beings in the whole universe. He saw that all of these were continually dying and then getting reborn again all the time, in endless reincarnation. This is what we call scientific research, using a very effective and efficient instrument to see with. He saw reality, natural reality. He saw that all world beings are reborn right away after dying, and he saw the most of them are reborn into the suffering worlds as animal, hungry ghosts, demons, or hell beings. He saw all worlds of hell beings down in the lower depth of the universe. He saw that only very few get reborn in the happy worlds, such as celestial world, the Brahman world or the formless Brahman world. This caused him to feel compassion for all beings, the Brahman plane, or more correctly, the form Brahman plane, corresponds to mental concentration on a physical object such as sphere, color, or candle flame. But formless Brahman meditators don't want to use any as the base of the mind. They just want to stop still at the center of the center. This is formless absorption. Those who die while their mind is concentrated at any level in the Brahman world or formless Brahman world will be reborn in that world. These planes are above the sensual heavens, but Lord Buddha saw that even these very few highly fortunate beings, but they eventually die, are born right back into the system again and can be reborn into the lower worlds. So, in conclusion, during the first watch, Lord Buddha saw the past and saw what had led up to the present situation. He saw the whole universe with all its various types of beings, and that all of these beings are caught up in endless cycle of birth and death, which we call samsara. He saw that most beings will be reborn into the suffering worlds, and this led him to feel great compassion for all beings.
And then what did Lord Buddha see during the second watch?
After seeing this endless cycle of death and rebirth during the first part of the night, Lord Buddha felt eager to learn what caused this being to be reborn in either suffering or happy worlds. So, in the second watch, he again meditated up to the fourth absorption or jhana, concentrating his mind into purifying it from hindrances. When his mind was very firm, concentrated at very pure, he made a wish to follow individual being from the past through the present and into the future. This enabled him to see the cause and effect of the past actions or karma, leading to rebirth in either suffering or happy worlds. He saw five major causes of rebirth in the suffering worlds. Number one was intentionally killing other world beings. Number two was theft. Number three was adultery. Number four was telling lies. Number five was addiction to intoxicants. These were the major causes, but there were also others, such as careless sexual affairs, thinking only about sex and engaging in sex while taking intoxicants. This is just an example. This is bad karma or karma for those who acted this way. He saw that many world beings who behave improperly receive suffering as the result, sooner or later, either during present life or after dying. Bad karma was the most powerful cause of being reborn into the suffering worlds, the worlds of hungry ghosts, animals, demons, or hell beings. He saw all the hell beings. You must know that in this universe, there is not only what we see and hear what with our human senses. There are also more and more refined beings existing in this universe, beings which ordinary human being cannot see, but he was able to see them in meditation by beginning with concentrating the mind and purifying it. He developed supernatural vision, supernatural hearing, and supernatural touching, which enabled him to see. So he saw the whole universe. The human world is just one little part of it. The universe has three levels. The first is the sensual world. The second is the form Brahman world, and the third is the formless Brahman world. The sensual world includes the happy worlds of human and celestial beings. There are six levels of celestial beings and then the human beings. Below that come the animals. But even those born into the happy worlds finally have to die, and most will be reborn into the suffering worlds. Very few are reborn into the happy worlds. Lord Buddha noted that the animals in the seas are countless in number. Most humans do a mixture of good and bad, but tendency is to do bad karma unconsciously, because they are not aware that it is bad karma. For example, regarding taking intoxicants, most people don't realize what seriously bad karma it is. A drink with the meal is widely accepted in most all cultures. But for sure, those addicted to intoxicants will go to hell when they die, 100%.
And now, finally, what did Lord Buddha see during the third watch?
Well, to conclude about the second watch, Lord Buddha saw that all world beings get reborn in accordance with their karma, their good or bad behavior. That is, he saw how the actions of the past influence the present and the future. In the third world, pre-Buddha now had all the reliable, valid, and pertinent information he needed. He had obtained nearly perfect data through developing concentration of mind, leading to supernatural seeing, hearing, and touching. So, in the third watch, he wanted to analyze in detail the cause and the cause, and the cause and the root cause of suffering. He had already seen that world beings have to suffer due to reincarnation caused by bad karma. What lies behind the bad conduct? Even those who do good after getting good results for just a brief period exhausted that reward and receive another result, either good or bad. He saw that the life of world beings is always subject to change, impermanent, in according with cause and effect. Now again, he saw that everything in the world is impermanent and essentially suffering, because it cannot last forever. Life is change, nothing but change all the time. The young inevitably become old, become sick, and die. No one can avoid it. When you look carefully, all things, even the Brahman and formless Brahman beings, who have very long lives, are subject to old age, sickness, and death. Each Lord Buddha has to collect merits over a very long time, but Brahman and formless Brahman being may live to see the arrival of four or five Lord Buddhas. So, in the third watch, he began to analyze the cause and the cause, and the cause and the root cause of the suffering. He found ignorance to be the root cause. Living in this world is like being in a dark room, where we cannot see anything, or it is like a chicken inside the egg, who never sees the outside. Ignorance means no knowledge of the past. You don't know where you have been before becoming a human being, right? Me too. Unless we meditate to see the past as he did. Also, no knowledge of the future. You don't know where you are going, even just for tomorrow, and especially after dying. But if we practice meditation, we can see as Lord Buddha saw before. So he saw the past and He saw the future, and he saw the past, the present, and the future together. Normal human beings have never seen this, have never known it. This is a kind of ignorance. Second is no knowledge of the cause and the cause, and the cause down to the root cause of suffering, as what he analyzed. Finally, number, there is no knowledge of the Four Noble Truths, that is, the Noble Truth of the well-being's sufferings. Second, the Noble Truth of the cause and the cause and the root cause of suffering. Third, the Noble Truth of the condition of no cause of suffering, supreme peace and happiness, that is Nirvana. When you reach that state of mind, you will experience it. But most well-beings will never meditate, never touch that level, never experience it. And number four, no knowledge of the Eightfold Noble Path leading to get rid of the cause of suffering. But Lord Buddha already saw the universe and above the universe and below the universe, saw not only one universe, saw countless universes, even three universes together. You can draw the circle, three circles together. You can see the place at the middle. That is a very serious, serious, serious hell for misunderstanding and doing the wrong thing. The wrong belief, the wrong thought, like those who kill others with the belief that this will bring them to happy state. It is not true. This misunderstanding is a sin that will cause them to be reborn in this deepest hell beyond the universe. Finally, Lord Buddha analyzed dependent origination, that is the cause and the cause and the root cause of suffering. Because of this ignorance, no knowledge of the past, no knowledge of the future, and no knowledge of the past and the future, no knowledge of dependent origination, no knowledge of the Four Noble Truths, this caused world beings misthought, misview, misconcept, and then misconduct, such as violating the five precepts or engaging in abhayamukha or going bar hopping at night. Another kind of bad conduct. This is the way to disaster, giving free rein to sexual feelings and intoxicant or addiction to gambling. All of this will result in suffering either in this life or in the future, sooner or later, more or less. So, in conclusion, in the third watch, Lord Buddha analyzed the root cause underlying suffering and found it to be ignorance. He sought to overcome this by teaching the Four Noble Truths, including the Eightfold Noble Path, as the specific guidance for leading one's life so as to minimize suffering and maximize happiness.
Thank you very, very much, Dr. Pratrajan Wisit.
Thank you.
Sunday, Dhamma Talk.